started like, yeah. I remember back in Lake Nine, Trey tow truck outside, they repoed the Hyundai. My mama cried and I cried too. Told her when I'm older that I would buy new. That Section 8 living, welfare in B Street. That's a lifestyle, I ain't tryna repeat. Came from the gutter, me and my half brother. Luckily we ain't had to stay up in that motherfucker. Step pop came into the picture. Bought mama a new car, that's a good nigga. From day one, my real pop was a no-show. So he the only father I know. Now let's take it back to high school, ninth grade, 02. Before I even knew how to work a pro too. J's was the shoe, Young Stars was the crew. Just some young, fly, fresh niggas doing what we do. We bought a PC and a mic set. And started dropping raps on the internet. Started with nothing, trying to flip it into something. Burning CDs, had the high school buzzing. Yeah, and you couldn't tell me nothing before this epic shit when I was just Justin. Now fast forward to like 06, that's when the whole clique split shit. Plus I lost my phone with my raps, so basically I had to start from scratch. Chilling one day, searching through the MySpace. Met Race One, he was just a DJ, yeah. And I was like 18 when we first dropped Rude Awakening. Hit the ground running, making something out of nothing. Slanging CDs, rapping at the functions. Got some notoriety, but the irony is other rappers started hating once they started eyeing me. Never lost focus, just kept on repping. Dropped the Calm Before the Storm mixtape in 07. Yeah, still had our foot to the pedal. Added ill will just to kick it up a level. With things only getting better, I dropped the album with the hoodie that was leather. Tried to find a new sound to call my shit. Then a month later, I ain't even like it. I made that with the intention to sell. So I lost a lot of money, had to take that L. I took some time off and kept on writing. Then I dropped again in 2010. This time it was long story short. Had me back in the game with the ball in my court. Made a few ends doing shows every weekend. Not to mention that I made new friends. That was back when Ferran had the 7. Early 2011. Now we all like brothers. We all on the grind and supporting one another. It was time for change, needless to say. So I packed up and moved to LA. Hit the studio, made some new songs. Dropped Third Shift, the album got slept on. Honestly, it was a masterpiece. I should've brought the bitch back for a re-release. And honestly, I still might. But till then, this is Red Cups Late Night.